Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. Last week we talked about temptations faced by Jesus when he went into the wilderness to be with God. The Savior talked with Heavenly Father. He did not eat anything for 40 days because he was fasting. The devil came and tempted Jesus to prove that he was the Son of God. First, he told Jesus to change some rocks into bread. Jesus was hungry, but he knew that he should use his power only to help other people. He did not do what the devil said. Next, the Holy Ghost took Jesus to a high place on the temple. The devil tempted Jesus a second time, telling him to jump off the temple wall. The devil said that if Jesus was the Son of God, the angels would not let him be hurt. Jesus did not jump. He knew that it would be wrong to use his sacred powers in this way. Then the Holy Ghost took Jesus to the top of a mountain. He showed Jesus all of the kingdoms and treasures of the world. The devil told Jesus that he could have all these things if he would obey him. Jesus said that he would only obey Heavenly Father. He told the devil to go away. The devil left. Angels came and blessed Jesus. Jesus was ready to begin his work. If you remember last week, we talked about making a list of the temptations that we face in our lives. How did it go?
Great.
I hope that you are all able to come up with ways in which you can overcome the temptations that you face. I know that if you pray to Heavenly Father for help, you will be able to overcome the temptations of Satan, just like Jesus. Last week, we also talked about the first miracle performed by Jesus while he and his disciples attended a wedding feast in Cana. Mary, Jesus' mother, was there. She told Jesus that there was no more wine for the guests. Jesus respected and loved his mother. He asked her what she wanted him to do. Mary told the servants at the wedding to do whatever Jesus told them to do. Jesus told the servants to fill 6 large stone jars with water. Each jar held between 18 and 27 gallons. He then turned water into wine. He told the servants to take the wine from the jars and serve it to the ruler of the feast. The ruler of the feast was surprised when he drank the wine. The best wine was usually served at the beginning of the feast, but this time the best wine was served last. This is the first recorded miracle that Jesus performed during his life on earth. He did it to help his mother. It was also evidence of his powers to his disciples.
Thank you.
Have you ever been in a situation where you know you should say or do something, but it is hard for one reason or another?
Yeah.
Sometimes doing the right thing isn't the easiest choice. Sometimes it's easier to just remain silent or not do anything. Jesus faced a choice just like this. He found himself in a situation where it would have been easy not to act. Children at home, please open your New Testament stories books to chapter 13, Jesus and His Heavenly Father's House, on page 34, and we will find out together what Jesus decided to do.
Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem. Many people were there to make a sacrifice by killing an animal and burning it on the altar.
The sacrifice helped people think about the Savior, who would sacrifice himself by suffering and dying for them.
Some people did not have an animal to sacrifice. People sold animals to them in the temple. The sellers wanted to make a lot of money. They did not think about God.
Jesus saw the people selling animals in the temple. He said that the temple was Heavenly Father's house, a holy place. He said people should not buy or sell things there.
Jesus made a whip, overturned the table, threw the money on the floor, and made the sellers leave the temple. He would not let them do wicked things in Heavenly Father's house.
Who can tell me something we learned about the temple from one of the previous chapters?
The temple is a holy place.
That the temple can help you feel the Spirit.
It is Heavenly Father's house.
In the ancient temple, why did the Jews kill an animal and burn it on the altar?
To get money.
To make them think more about Jesus.
To make a sacrifice, like Jesus did when he sacrificed his body.
The Jews sacrificed animals to help them think about Jesus' sacrifice. What does it mean to sacrifice something?
To give something away and let something go that is important to you.
To give away something.
To give away something you love.
Why do you think that Jesus sacrificed himself for us?
So we could live with him again and be resurrected.
Because he loves us.
What can we sacrifice for the Savior to show him that we love him?
We can choose not to play with friends on Sunday.
We can choose not to watch TV on Sunday.
We cannot play outside on Sunday.
We can sacrifice meals on Fast Sunday.
You can do more verses in the scriptures than you usually do.
Maybe going on a mission.
Why was Jesus upset with the sellers?
They were selling things in Heavenly Father's house.
They weren't trying to do things to help other people be reminded of Jesus Christ.
Because they were trying to make a lot of money in the temple.
The sellers did not think about God or others when they sold the animals. Why then do you think they sold the animals?
To get money.
They wanted to be rich.
They were selfish.
When we go to church on Sundays, how can we show our respect for Heavenly Father's house?
Wearing your best clothes.
We can be reverent.
We can be quiet.
What did Jesus do when he saw the sellers being wicked inside the temple?
He threw them out.
He made them leave.
He threw the money on the floor.
He overturned the tables.
He had a whip.
Jesus' actions showed respect for his Father's house. Why do you think that Heavenly Father wants us to be reverent and show respect when we are in his house?
He wants a clean house because it's a very special place.
Why do you think that Jesus would not allow the sellers to do wicked things inside the temple?
Because it was a sacred place.
That's right. Jesus showed courage by standing up to the sellers. Why is it important to have Jesus on our side?
Because he's the Lord.
Because he is always going to win.
Because he wants us to be happy, but Satan wants us to be miserable and sad.
Sometimes doing what is right isn't easy. How can we find the courage to do what is right?
By praying and listening to the Holy Ghost.
By reading the scriptures.
By listening to the Spirit.
Dare to do right.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about how we can show courage like Jesus when he defended his Heavenly Father's house from the wickedness of the animal sellers. The temple and our ward chapels are houses of God. Where else can we feel the presence of our Heavenly Father?
In the mountains.
In your room, reading the scriptures. In our house, if we obey.
On the beach, with the beautiful view that he made.
In a sacred place where something important happened, like the Hill Cumorah.
How can you show Heavenly Father that we want his spirit in your home?
Obey the Ten Commandments.
You can pray.
Have family home evening.
What are some challenges we face when we're trying to have the Spirit in our homes?
Being distracted by, temptations.
When I fight with my sister, I can't feel the Holy Ghost.
Video games, usually.
TV.
How can you show your mom and dad that you want to help make your home a special place?
By obeying them.
Doing chores without being asked.
You can help your parents set the table for dinner.
Expressing your love often.
What can you do to show your family members that you love them?
You can give them hugs and kisses.
We can do service for them.
What if you see your brothers and sisters fighting?
You can tell them to stop. Be a peacemaker by helping them work it out.
Show kindness to them.
All right, and what can you do to help them show kindness to each other?
Help them use their words kindly.
Smiles on high when there's love.
children, throughout your lives, you will be faced with many choices. How you react to the difficult choices will have a lot to say about the type of person that you are. Just like Jesus, we can be righteous at all times, making the difficult decisions for the right reasons. I know that if we do our best, Heavenly Father will give us strength when we need it. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 14, Nicodemus, and chapter 15, The Woman at the Well.
See you next week.